Good morning. How is everybody? How are you today? I want to talk more about health anxiety. I just re-listened to the last episode and I felt like I had more to say on this topic. As in this season, this is what I'm dealing with currently. So anyway, to update, since that last episode, I took a break for the month of December from testing, because I sometimes throughout my life, I have had a lot of health issues, and that's like chicken or the egg. Is the mental health exacerbating, creating health problems? Or are the health symptoms causing alarm to my nervous system and setting off depression and anxiety and other things? I have no idea. And maybe that's something that you deal with as well. So for the month of December, because I had spent most of 2021 pursuing answers to health issues, I just needed a reset, and I needed to focus on my family and the moment, and you know, not waiting for that doctor's report to tell me that everything's fine, or to tell me what to do next. Yes, because, really, all these things are false securities. The only thing that is secure is God and His Word. Everything else is kind of like a trick to our human eyes, because something can look secure and safe and logical and reasonable, but all that can change in a second, not to send you through alarm, but the other way around too. Everything can look in despair, chaotic, hopeless, and in a second, God can turn that around. So basically what I'm trying to say is He is the only security. So I needed that reset, and I took it, and it was good, and it was healthy. And then right after the new year, January 4th, I had a procedure. I was extremely terrified of this procedure because I had had one before about 20 years ago and it did not go well. So I was pretty terrified. And I had to keep turning that over to God in prayer. But even going into the procedure, I was shaking. I was just terrified. And as I'm learning, it's not good to tell myself to stop or get angry at myself because I'm not more mature, quote unquote, or I'm not above feeling these things. And I feel like if I have trust in the Lord, you know, I shouldn't be this way. Well, I am that way. So we can only allow God to change us when we're honest about where we are. And if we're not above that yet, well, He wants to, you know, shape us as the potter shapes the clay. He wants to work that out in us. And maybe that hurts our pride a little bit. I think it does hurt my pride a little when I'm still dealing with these issues. So, I did get some answers from the testing procedures. I'm still waiting on several biopsy results, but it's good because the Lord is teaching me not to wait for that report, to just, you know, we don't want the enemy to use things to keep us away from our purposes and God's plans for us. We don't want to be rendered ineffective. And I think so often, for me, in my life, my experiences, whenever there's a health issue, I usually become frozen. And I want to wait until I can figure it out or find out what's going on. And I don't want to do that anymore. I want to get past that. And sometimes if you're dealing with a health issue that's debilitating enough, I'm not saying to, you know, pick yourself up by your bootstraps. That's not what I'm saying. Because there is wisdom in listening to our body and understanding what God is doing. And he does use sometimes that we cannot get up. He uses those times too. He uses all things for good. So I want to just share what are some of the things that God is teaching me through all this health anxiety things. So first, God is teaching me to reevaluate my thoughts on death. I said that a little bit last time. You know, why do I view it as something so sad or scary? And the reason why he wants me to evaluate this, and maybe you as well, is because he wants to bring us freedom. It is for freedom that we were saved. He delights in bringing freedom to us. When we are freed from our fears, we are freed up to serve him wholeheartedly, to do amazing things that he has prepared for us to do. He wants us to be free. The enemy knows when we are free, because he has observed humanity from the beginning. So he is sly and he is the liar and he is cunning. He knows that if he can keep us in fear, he can prevent us from doing the things that God has called us to do. So there is a battle against our flesh there. For you, hold that intention. Hold the tension between, is God wanting me to press through, or is God telling me to just rest in him right now? So that may look different for you, between you and God. Number two, he's teaching me to reevaluate the sin of control. I often don't like to view myself as controlling, but he has been showing me that I do have issues with control. If I think that I am going to stop him from, let's say, from something bad happening to me, I can't. I need to surrender control in all things. And he's using this to show me, you're controlling. You think you can have a say, and you can't, because my plans are my plans. And that goes right in line with the next thing he's teaching me, and the next thing after that too, is to reevaluate my trust in him. Do I trust him? Do I trust him to know what is best? Do I trust his overarching plan of humanity? He does value each one of us. Let me say that. He values each one of us. He made each one of us with a specific plan. But also, we're not the center of the universe. So do I trust his overarching plan, that he is using my life as part of his grand plan? And if I trust that, then I would be able to give up my control to him. And lastly, reevaluate if I truly believe he is good. Do I truly believe in the goodness of God? Do you truly believe in the goodness of God? I don't remember if I shared, but at the end of 2020, a dear friend of ours died suddenly. And this is kind of when all of this actually began. It was triggering to me. And I've just been on this really long journey trying to understand God's goodness, because in that situation, I could not see the goodness of God. I really could not understand it. And again, hurting my pride, because I say, Lord, I've studied why bad things happen to good people, and I know that you are God, and I know that you have a plan, and I know that we can't always understand things, and you tell us to lean not on our own understanding. I know all these things. But then it just hit me afresh that the source here is understanding. Is God, do I really believe he is good? Do I believe that? Do you believe that? And honestly, with all this health stuff and, surrendering control and evaluating my trust, those, two things, control and trust, I would be able to trust him and more freely give up my control if I really believed that he was good. But because there's a hesitation in my soul that says, well, I don't know. Maybe he's a punishing God, or maybe he doesn't really need me, or like, really, I know that his glory is more important than my life. So maybe he doesn't really care if I want to live. All these weird negative, I don't know, upside down thinking that we think about God. So one thing that has helped me, and I know I have shared my struggle with medication, for mental health all of my life. And I've been off it, and I've been on it, and I prayerfully seek him for the seasons. So in this season, I did have to go back on mental health medications. And, that really helped with breaking the cycle of that little mouse wheel of being stuck in the thoughts. So that has really helped a lot. Instead of having a lot, a lack of serotonin. To get out of that pit of like the negative thinking, which creates a snowball of physical effects, alarming the nervous system and shooting up our cortisol levels. There's a lot of medical things involved in this, and I'm not a doctor. I'm just somebody who has really taken an interest to studying these things because I have wanted to help myself past these things. So yes, medication has really helped. And it was very it was a treasure to me to talk to a mentor in the faith, and I shared with her that I was going to be going back on medication, and she kind of just, it was precious to have her, I guess. Not that we seek man's approval, but it was just comforting to have somebody who I admire and value in the faith to say, God made medication, and that's okay. So it's a good reminder because I know those things, and it's good. So I want to share with you Psalm 16:11. Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore." Another friend recently said to me, with all this health stuff, sometimes the only thing that gets us through is his presence. And she's absolutely right. We have to press into that presence and understand that it's his presence where there is fullness of joy, not the lack I mean, not the absence of bad circumstances, not the security of knowing all is well, nothing, nothing but his presence. So Psalm 16:11, press into this. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore. So I just want to speak blessing over you. Some of the prayers that I've written down that have helped me during this time, not in a name it and claim it way, but just as a way to practice believing God's goodness. Sometimes I'm hesitant to pray these things because I say, well, no, that's name it and claim it. No, it's practicing understanding that God is good and He is for me and He loves me and He wants what's best for me, but He knows what's best for us. So, Lord, I pray for anybody who's listening, struggling with any kind of health issue. I pray that they would be healed from head to toe, that they would be healthy from the top of their head to the bottom of their toe. And I pray, God, that your presence, as the song says and as it says in your word, may your presence go before us and behind us and beside us, all around us. May we understand that you are for us. God, if you are for us, what can be against us? Nothing. Your presence is with us now. Your presence will be with us always. There is no difference, and it is your presence where there's peace. Your presence is our peace. May we lean into your presence. May you reveal to us today or whenever we're listening to this as a reminder that your presence is peace. Thank you, Lord, and we say amen and amen.